Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A 45-year-old Army veteran is being hailed a hero after taking down a gunman at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. Here's CBS's Dania Backus.
Richard Fierro didn't think twice about stopping the gunman who opened fire in the middle of a Colorado Springs nightclub Saturday night.
I'm not a hero. I'm just some dude.
The U.S. Army veteran was at the club with his wife, daughter, and her boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance. Vance, along with Ashley Paw, Kelly Loving, and bartenders Derek Rump and Daniel Aston were killed.
My daughter got to spend her last day with him. Happy.
Five crosses have been placed here at the growing memorial outside of Club Q.
The Denver City and County building was lit up in Pride colors overnight. A possible rail strike could happen in 2 weeks after the largest railroad workers union rejected a labor deal. Jeremy Ferguson is with the International Association of Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers.
It was profits above all else. Every quarter, they wanted to lower their operating ratios so they could please Wall Street, and they did not worry about pleasing their employees. I think a day of reckoning is coming.
A strike or lockout could happen as soon as December 9th. The roads are getting busy, the airports packed as millions of Americans head to their Turkey Day destinations. This dad at the airport in Austin was waiting for his daughter.
We haven't seen her since May, and then with COVID, she kind of got locked down in New York, and so it's great to have her home for the holidays.
As far as driving this holiday week, some good news, bad news. The roads will be super crowded, but gas prices are down 11 cents from last week. More people are being shown the social media door.
There are multiple reports of further layoffs at Twitter, now hitting sales and partnerships.
I think they're on a path to bankruptcy, but just a matter of when at this point, not if, unless they can make some serious changes.
Principal analyst with the Enderly Group, Rob Enderly, says the ability to shore up confidence and monetization is limited with sales layoffs.
That's KCBS reporter Margie Schaefer. Tragedy on an Apple store just outside Boston. An SUV slammed through the front glass, killing one person. At least 17 were injured. Hingham District Attorney Tim Cruz.
Going there to buy a phone or get something fixed or whatever it may be. It's absolutely unthinkable. It's absolutely tragic.
Jay Leno has been released from the hospital.
Jay Leno spent 10 days at the Grossman Burn Center undergoing two surgical procedures. The hospital released a picture of a smiling Leno along with members of the medical staff. He will still require outpatient treatment.
CBS's Steve Futterman tells us he suffered serious burns on his face, hands, and chest over a week and a half ago working on one of his cars. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. Or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. An 11-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot in the chest when another hunter was trying to unload his gun. Authorities responded to the call yesterday morning near Berlin. He was flown to the hospital where he died. The shooter and the victim were members of the same hunting party. A winner is declared in the sheriff's race in La Crosse County, where the county clerk says Democrat John Siegel won by 175 votes. His opponent asked for a limited recount, and only one new vote was found. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play in a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. Tonight, the Bucks host Portland. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Lows dip down to about 26. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 48. Highs level off around 47. Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. 42, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
I find your lack of Devil Radio 92.7 disturbing. Do not fail me again.
Talk about the money that's in the state budget surplus and the money that the Chrisleys liked to acquire and liked to show off on their reality show, but you can change the title now to Chrisley Knows Prison Best, based on that story coming up in a bit here. But first, at 6:16, some sports. Giannis scored 37 points and the Bucks pulled away in the second half to beat the Portland Trail Blazers Monday night, 119-111. Antetokounmpo made 16 of his 24 field goal attempts, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Milwaukee now improved to 12-4 on the season, 9-1 at home. Bucks guard Jrue Holiday scored 13 of his 17 points in the fourth quarter, including a shot from behind the backboard. Holiday opened the quarter with a three-pointer to give the Bucks a lead, and he actually had Milwaukee's first 9 points of the third quarter. The Bucks will host Chicago on Wednesday, tomorrow. The Marquette women's basketball team, we mentioned yesterday that they had knocked off a number three ranked team in the nation and had advanced to the finals of the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the Bahamas. They did end up losing, the Marquette women did, to 20th ranked UCLA in the championship game of that particular battle. Well, we mentioned the state budget surplus frequently over the past year, and frankly, should not have to be mentioning it right now. That opportunity that came up during the course of the year, finding out that the state was bringing in more money than expected because of careful and quality management of the state economy, could have been put to work at any point during this year. But the Republican legislature chose not to come back into session, and the money continues to pile up. And Governor Evers' office announced on Monday the state budget surplus is now forecast to hit $6.6 billion by the end of next June when the current state budget expires. This record high amount of black ink reflects a state economy that bounced back much stronger than expected when the current budget was being written in the spring of 2021. That's the way the state budget works, is that every other year in the spring, they write a two-year budget that takes effect on July 1st. So this current budget was written in the spring of 2021, a year into the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting economic slump. And then projections were made for, you know, when that budget period ends, which would be at the end of June 2023. And it turns out those projections were way off in a good way, that the economy is doing much better than people expected in the spring of 2021. So with that good economy and good management of it, there now are opportunities to right some wrongs and fix some errors in state spending, in the way that state budgets are written and allocated. And during his election campaign, Governor Evers offered some specific plans for the surplus, including $600 million in tax cuts, including a 10% tax cut for households making under $100,000 a year.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you, and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lacking what they need to provide these basic services. And it's not like the local governments can then hike property taxes at the local level to make up for it. There are these state spending and tax limits that the legislature imposes on school districts and on local governments. And so if they wanted to levy, you know, an additional local sales tax or something like that, they would have to get the legislature's approval. So this is where the legislature and the governor could get creative in a good way if Republicans wanted to do this. And I need to start by making one thing crystal clear. That $6.6 billion surplus does not all have to be spent to be put to work. I think that there are Republicans and taxpayers that think that what's going to happen here is that the state is somehow going to go on a $6 billion spending spree. When what you can do, remember, that surplus doesn't even include what's been set aside in the rainy day fund, which is coming up on $2 billion additional dollars in there. But that money can be allocated in different ways to give you those structural reforms that are good for the long-term health of state government and the services it provides, and local government and the services it provides. It doesn't all have to go out the door. It can be put to work in such a way that over a period of years, school districts are able to make needed repairs, projects, hire and retain teachers without having to go to voters to hike local property taxes. Infrastructure improvements can continue to be made. Yes, we're getting, you know, more broadband all the time around the state. Imagine how much more could get done, how much faster everybody's internet speeds could be if, again, a long-range plan were set up that would benefit both rural Wisconsin, urban Wisconsin, suburban Wisconsin. And on it goes. I mean, there's just, again, I'm just going to keep talking about opportunity. The opportunity is there. Now, we know that it's not going to come from the leadership in on the Republican side. There's simply too much hay to be made by constantly talking about, you know, shrinking government to the size where you can drown in the bathtub. But I know from my time in the legislature that there are rank and file members who, given the chance, could put something together across the aisle, at least starting with, what do we think would be the best possible circumstance for both Republicans and Democrats to put the surplus to work, not just over the course of the next year or 2 years, but, you know, over the long term, if need be. Identify that plan, publicize that plan on a bipartisan basis, even though some of your party leaders are going to yell at you. Some of the Republican leaders are going to say, hey, you're making us look bad. There's too much spending in here. And some Democratic leaders will say to these rank and file members, hey, what? Corporate taxes are already too low. Why are you agreeing to another corporate tax cut? Because that's going to be the way to get to an agreement, is that both sides or both parties are going to see something in there that they'd rather not do. But in exchange for what they can get done for Wisconsin, they can put it to work, especially if both sides don't put in poison pills. So long as the parties, again, negotiate in good faith. And I'm not saying I have a lot of confidence in that, but you have to start someplace. And I'm going to start from a place of optimism. In terms of other people who have a lot of money, or at least did, but now their surplus is gone, the reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. They were sentenced Monday to lengthy prison terms after being convicted earlier this year on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion. U.S. District Judge Eleanor Ross in Atlanta gave Todd Chrisley 12 years in prison. Julie Chrisley got 7 years behind bars, plus some form of restitution to be determined later that they'll have to pay back. The Chrisleys gained fame with their show Chrisley Knows Best, which follows their tight-knit but boisterous family. Federal prosecutors say the couple engaged in extensive bank fraud schemes, then hid their wealth from tax authorities while flaunting their lavish lifestyle. Prosecutors wrote in a pre-sentencing court filing, the Chrisleys have built an empire based on the lie that their wealth came from dedication and hard work. The jury's unanimous verdict sets the record straight. Todd and Julie Chrisley are career swindlers who have made a living by jumping from one fraud scheme to another, lying to banks, stiffing vendors, and evading taxes at every corner. That sounds so much like another family I know that has not yet found out the same fate as Todd and Julie Chrisley. Equally annoying, equally on TV so often, saying that so much of what they did came from hard work, when instead it turned out they were grifters. They were criminals. They were criminals in nice houses. They were criminals in fancy cars, and criminals who, you know, would joke now and then and tried to be just like you and me, but they're not like you and me, because we don't defraud banks. We don't cheat out on our taxes. We pay our fair share. Frankly, we pay more than our fair share because of, again, the millionaires and billionaires who find ways to hide their wealth. And they treat it as a game. And again, to do it so openly, to go ahead and create a reality TV show around you, to have it done, it is the very definition of hiding in plain sight. And that's what these criminals were doing in defrauding banks that then have to turn around and charge higher interest rates to people like you and me. We pay for this crime. We all do. And so nobody should feel bad that Todd Chrisley's getting 12 years. Julie Chrisley's getting 7 years. Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced the other day, even though she's got little kids. And people said, hey, welcome to the American judicial system, where plenty of women, women of color and such, have children, too, that they can't take care of because they've done the crime. They have to do the time. So there's not going to be a lot of sympathy here for the Chrisleys. Actually, there's not going to be any at all. Coming up after this break, we're going to talk to Rebecca Cook, former, perhaps future, candidate for Congress, and talk about what rural Wisconsin is going to need in the coming year from the new Congress and the new legislature. This is Up North News Radio.
Devil Radio, your fix for progressive news talk from Black Earth to Columbus. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
It's Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, and don't forget, we also have our question of the week online at our Facebook page. If you scroll down a bit, you'll see a little graphic. And basically, all we're asking you is the same question that voters in Dunn County were asked in an advisory referendum on Election Day. And that is, how do you feel about a national health insurance program? That's all we're going to say. It's a national nonprofit plan that would cover medical expenses for all Americans. And it narrowly passed in Dunn County with 51.5% of the vote, even though, again, it's a Republican, conservative-led county. So plenty of conservatives know that the system needs fixing one way or another. We want to know your thoughts. You can leave those comments underneath that little graphic asking that question over on the Up North News Facebook page. Rebecca Cook joins us now, former Democratic candidate for Congress, business owner, advocate, and ready basically just to, again, help us talk about rural Wisconsin, what it needs, its value, the things that our elected leaders need to know, and our expectations for such leaders. Some of them are high, some of them are not so high. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for
Nice to see you again. Thanks for staying out there and letting people know that they have a voice, for you, especially in that third congressional district where, there's going to be new representation for the first time in 26 years. And, you and Brad Paff and Deb Baldus McGrath and Mark Newman all made the case for what things are going to be needed. And Becca, I don't think those needs are going to change at all what people in rural central and western Wisconsin should come to expect from somebody representing them in Congress or the legislature.
Yeah. 1,000%. And I think, one of the things that you saw within the primary election was a robust exchange of ideas. I think as Democrats, we really had an agreement. We didn't differ too much on the issues themselves. And one thing that I don't think that we've seen from, Derek Van Orden is really an idea of how he's going to lead and what kind of policies he's going to bring forth. If you go to, you were talking about healthcare at the beginning of the segment. If you go to his campaign webpage, his healthcare statement is a sentence long. So I think for us as people that were really participatory in the process of, democracy and this exchange of ideas, I'm really interested to see what kind of leadership we're going to see out of Derek and specifically what he's going to do, because he didn't really lay out a strategic plan within his campaign.
No, he did not. And he did not get to be asked much about that because of what he did. He basically chickened out of almost every opportunity to answer questions from the public. And I said in the wake of that, that it probably is time to reimagine what these things should look like, because like it or not, more and more candidates are skipping them. To me, there's too many opportunities where people are looking for zingers and gotcha moments. And what we really need is something that's more like a job interview. And so I want to pivot to what you think Democrats and progressives could be doing differently in districts like yours. For me, it would start with, build a better mousetrap in terms of, letting the candidates talk to the people and answer some tough questions. But what else has been on your, to-do list in terms of thinking about what else can be done by progressives and Democrats around the state, to have better performances in 2024 and beyond?
Right. Well, I mean, I think it starts off at the beginning with recruitment. And thinking about the kind of candidates that we're asking to step up to the plate, to take on running for office. And, in a lot of rural counties, the people that are the current leaders of those counties are, the folks.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
On November 2nd, 2022, WAUK Radio LLC, licensee of WAUK 540 Jackson, Wisconsin, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for assignment of license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit https://publicfiles.fcc.gov/ and search in the WAUK Public Inspection File.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit wesaysaveit.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Really showed me that it's not that they're looking to be part of the traditional Republican caucus, but to be part of an extremist caucus that right. is simply looking to make noise for the sake of getting on right-wing media, and again, playing to the base, and playing to the base doesn't do you any good in a purple district like the third.
Mm-hmm. I think that's super true. And I think that a real leader in this district works to connect with people on both sides of the aisle. To me, you know, when your party is in power in the House, it's like, how are you building bipartisan relationships? How are you getting legislation passed? What are you specifically going to be doing for the people that elected you to serve them? And I'm curious to see, with such a thin issues page throughout the campaign, an aversion to debates, what Derek actually steps up to accomplish for people, how he really stays connected at a local level with folks in this district and listens to them. So,
Yeah, that will be interesting, you know, to put it mildly, but. You know, we're going to talk to you and hear other voices throughout the, you know, third district and other districts across Wisconsin as we move forward in some of those particular areas. You know, you're a small business owner. Talk to me about what, you know, small business owners would like to see in this new Congress and from the legislature, and especially women-owned businesses that might have a different set of needs or legislative priorities. What should we be looking for in order to hold our incumbents accountable?
Yeah, I think some of the things I think about is healthcare access. You know, I'm somebody who's gotten my healthcare through the exchange, and it doesn't cover a lot. It's, you know, catastrophic health insurance. So how are we making healthcare more affordable for those folks that want to step out, you know, and take on being an entrepreneur, which brings a lot of risks and challenges in and of itself. And so how do we expand healthcare coverage where it's, you know, one more affordable and accessible? I'm somebody that, you know, throughout when I was running on my campaign, also want to see, you know, Medicare expanded, which is not obviously for my age group or demographic, but those are things I think about as like the economic security of seniors and of my parents, and how are they going to age with dignity, you know, while I'm running a small business and that kind of thing. I also think it comes down to, you know, childcare access. I don't have children, but
Hello, DoorWorks. This is Kathy.
DoorWorks, I want to know why we should use you for our doors.
Good question. We do doors. That's all we do. Doors. We install them. We fix them. We maintain them. Did you know? Many home builders and contractors use DoorWorks for all their door installations. There's a reason for that. If you want your door to work, call DoorWorks. 424-5777.
Doorman, you're my hero. You're hired. Want some cookies?
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year. Watch football and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP
WFHR,
and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.